Off Central. Basketball.
Liam Santamaria joins us now, of course, NBL.com.au feature writer and, of course, part of our SEN basketball team, calling the big Boxing Day open-air game. G'day, Liam.
How you going, Kev? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, man, and to you. This is a massive game on Boxing Day night at High Sense Arena and just one of the great spectacles of Melbourne sport.
It sure is, yeah. I mean, it's just such an incredible atmosphere when they open the roof, and it's really unique to basketball. You don't see this kind of thing at the professional level anywhere else in the world.
Hey, Liam, you've played all over the joint and at the highest level. You played in many open-air games for points?
No, sir, mate. No, sir.
Yeah, didn't think so.
We were scheduled to have an open-air game way back when, but, yeah, the rain came down and it didn't happen. But for those that were there last year when it came off for Melbourne and Perth, look, I imagine every one of those people have their tickets sorted for Boxing Day this year, because it's an incredible atmosphere, and it is a massive game for Melbourne United.
It is taken on great importance on the back of that loss to Brisbane up in Brisbane the other day.
For sure. And, you know, when you look at the ladder, you see Melbourne United equal last with the Perth Wildcats, but, you know, to put that into context, Melbourne have won four of their last six games. Since they made the change at point guard and they brought in Casper Ware, They've been really good. They let themselves down a little bit in Brisbane the other day, and they gave up 90 points. They let their defense slip a little. But make no mistake, this league, despite them being right down the bottom of the standings, it is so tight. They win on Monday, and they'll have a better record than Brisbane, who are currently in fourth position. So huge game in that sense, but also in the season series against Brisbane. They've got to make sure they put their best foot forward, and they've been doing a good job at home. They've got a winning record at home this year, Melbourne, so they really, really need to get this one in front of their home fans.
Liam, I think Brett Phillips put it beautifully during the week on the afternoon program when he said there is no bottom team in this competition. No one deserves to be bottom, because they're much better than that, but unfortunately someone does have to be on the bottom. They've talked about getting an import in. Is that likely to happen early in the new year?
Well, there are reports. Certainly foxsports.com.au have already reported, and you can find it bouncing around elsewhere, that Melbourne United have come to an agreement with veteran career big man Josh Boone, who played many years ago for the New Jersey Nets from 2006 through to 2010, and has played all around the joint in Europe and the Philippines since then. He's 6'10", he's 32 years old, and he's just a big body who can get the job done. You know, the kind of guy that can deliver a double-double if you give him the minutes. But look, nothing official yet. Certainly nothing out of Melbourne United about that. But he's certainly the name bouncing around. And we're waiting on official word from the club.
They got killed in rebounds against Brisbane, and you know, they've got to do something, quite obviously. The rotation system that they came up with just didn't work.
Well, they're so undermanned inside. Yeah. I mean, no David Anderson, no Devin Williams. There's two of your main rebounders gone right there. And just awful timing when you're coming up against the loaded front line of the Brisbane Bullets. You know, Daniel Kickett and Tom Jervis, Anthony Petrie, these guys who just monster the boards. Obviously, no Cam Besto now. It's really sad news coming out of Brisbane that he'll be out for the rest of the season with an ACL injury. So,
That's terrible. He's a great little player.
Yeah, well, great.
Big player. Yeah, that's what I meant.
but, I mean, that's going to help for Melbourne, no doubt, on Monday. But they really need to knuckle down on the boards and sit down and defend so that they can open up their running game and get flowing offensively. And that's when Casper Ware and Chris Golding, Todd Blanchfield are at their best. So that's certainly going to be the focus, more physical, and get the job done on the boards.
Your favourite Christmas food, Liam?
Oh, boy.
Go on.
I was talking about that with the missus today. I'm not a big mince pie man. Are you a big mince pie man?
No, not really.
Is that you?
No.
No. I'm into the Christmas pudding, though. Plenty of ice cream, bit of custard. Wooshka.